Welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy program. We are broadcasting from 92.1 in Provincetown, 91.3 in Orleans, and online at WOMR.org. I am your host, Lindsay Henderson, Communications and Data Analyst for Cape Light Compact. And today we will be talking about energy efficiency opportunities for business. If you own a business on Cape Cod or Martha's Vineyard, you know the importance of keeping energy costs down. It's not only good for the bottom line, but good for the environment as well. Cape Light Compact has a range of energy efficiency programs that can be tailored to any business, large or small, and whether you rent or own your business space. We understand that business owners are busy and may not have a lot of time to explore energy efficiency options, so we thought it would be helpful to share information about the experience of one local business that has integrated energy efficiency into their operations. Cape Air, based in Hyannis, is the nation's largest independent regional airline and has emerged as a leader in energy efficiency and renewable energy for its facilities. Cape Air has received numerous regional and state awards and an Environmental Merit Award from the U.S. EPA for its efforts. Our guest today is Jim Wolf, Director of Cape Air's Sustainability Program, and he will talk with us about how Cape Air got involved with energy efficiency and renewable energy, and what it has meant for their business. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Hi, Lindsay. It's great to be talking to you. You represent one of my favorite groups on all of Cape Cod, so it's great to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. It's definitely a pleasure sitting here with you as well. So Cape Air has been involved in a number of energy initiatives at its facilities, and maybe we can start out by having you bring us up to date on some of these initiatives and how you initially got started in these.
Yeah, well, it's been a very exciting 6 years for me. My brother is the founder of Cape Air, Dan Wolf. I was living in Montana, and Dan, was concerned. We were having a conversation a little bit about his career path had led him to be a big fossil fuel burner. With airplanes moving people around, and eventually those conversations led to I want our company to really, really push hard and make an effort to become as sustainable as we can, mitigate our fossil fuel burn for lots of reasons, and furthermore, I'd like you to be involved in that. So in 2009, the company really made a strategic initiative. And we started out, the strategic initiative includes many things, but we really started out looking at our home base and our headquarters. What could we do at headquarters that would be the lighthouse that would send out the message? Airlines have big, huge, energy inefficient Butler steel buildings. And so that's what we started looking at first. And one of the first phone calls I made, was to the Cape Light Compact. Because they offered, the high-level energy audit for businesses. And in fact, when I got here, I realized pretty quickly that we had worked with Cape Light Compact before, way back in 2004, in converting the lighting in our major facility from the old sodium vapor lights to fluorescent lights, and saved almost 200,000 kilowatt hours a year. So, like I said, first phone call. So at the same time, we realized that our roof at our headquarters was a perfect solar roof. So we really had our projects set out for us. How do you make a Butler steel building energy efficient? And by the way, we have 120 and an 80-foot door, two big doors that open up all the time to let planes in and out to the hangar part of that building, which also houses our high-level corporate office. So it's an office building and a Butler steel building, and the doors get opened all the time.
So it's definitely multi-purpose with various different energy costs and usages. So definitely, the first step is to have that energy assessment to see what can be done, and then go further from there. So like you said, installing the solar panels and.
Well, we at the same time as we were looking at our facilities. As a major piece of this initiative, how can we make our facilities energy efficient? transition. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can make some renewable energy. We were also developing, you know, a multi-pronged approach, one that would serve our employees. How could we help our employees do the same thing at their homes that we were doing, you know, at the workspace? And we looked at our operations. Yes, the planes use a lot of fossil fuel, but are there things we can do to the planes and to our procedures to make the planes more efficient? We also looked at our communities. You know, we operate in 40-plus locations around the world. And what it really amounted to was, you know, how can we join up with communities that already have initiatives and, you know, both take advantage of them for Cape Air's benefit, but also really fit into the community. That's Cape Air's marketing plan, is to do the right thing wherever we can and inspire others to do the same. Sounds funny from a company, but we kind of like it. That's kind of like what we like to do.
But that's a great outlook on things, is, you know, your employees see you as making these energy efficient changes, you know, for the benefit of not just the company as a whole, but everybody in it. You know, you're more comfortable, your workspace is a lot better and stuff. So it's motivating people to take advantage of these programs as well.
Yes, and our employees are, you know, it's almost like they're not employees, they're owners. We're an ESOP company, so we actually have an employee ownership plan. Mm-hmm. Many of the people, and we're doing another distribution of more stock this year to the employees. And so, you know, it's kind of funny. I remember walking around with the Cape Life Compact people doing this audit, showing them the building, and everybody was like, oh, we're going to spend more money, right? And, you know, of course, if you have employee ownership, the employees are particularly interested in the bottom line. And so there was sort of an internal learning process that, you know, while we do the right thing, quote unquote, we are also doing it in a way that makes business sense. That's what I love about energy efficiency, is you get to be good to the earth, and you also get to be good to the bottom line. And employees who own the company pay attention to that, you know. And so there we were. We're going to change, we're going to insulate the hangar. Oh, you know, what are we going to do about the doors? You know, and they took part in the procedure.
Which is great, getting them involved.
Exactly. You know, and again, that conversation later on down the roads when we could announce, hey, we're saving 25% of the energy that we use in that big old, you know, 1975 Butler Steel building, we're saving the energy. You know, the next natural part of the conversation is, how can I put more money in my pocket at home in the same way?
Right.
And so then, of course, Cape Light Compact, a wonderful organization, has its residential as well as its commercial arm. And so that was a natural progression. Let's get Cape Light Compact into all of your homes.
Exactly. And what a lot of folks may not realize, too, is that you're actually paying into these energy efficiency funds that these incentives come from on your electric bill. So it's basically, you know, you're paying into these funds to take advantage of these programs that are available to you.
I remember at our first situation where we had, it was our second in-service, so we invited you all, you know, Brianna and the residential group to come in here and give an in-service for our employees. And, you know, I remember at one point saying, look, you pay into Social Security off your paycheck every month. Would you get to be 65 or whatever? And would you say, I don't want to receive my benefits? And so it's not a very big part of your electric bill, but what we said, Brianna and myself and everything standing in front of the room, was like, you already are paying into this program.
Right.
You don't really notice it because it's not that much of an amount off of your bill, but my goodness, sign up, take advantage.
Exactly.
You say you're going to save an incredible amount of money, and it's a benefit that's owing to you. That's why we're lucky on Cape Cod. And part of my job is reaching out into the 40 other communities. And people have said, well, I live in Rutland, Vermont, and I can't sign up for a Cape Light Compact, or I even live in Marion, Mass, and I can't sign up for the Cape Light Compact. And so I very much familiarize myself. And, you know, I respond to those employees, and it's like, well, what is available where you are? And I'm a person who can really say it. Nowhere is there anything available that touches what Cape Light Compact offers to the people who live on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. I mean, in terms of the value of the benefits that you are offering in exchange for that little wine on our electric bill.
Right. And even though we are part of MassSave, which is a familiar name to everybody, the statewide energy efficiency programs, the value of Cape Light Compact is we are local. We're right here in Barnstable Village. You can call us up at any time and ask questions, whereas with some of the other utilities, you're dealing with large, large companies and may not get that same one-on-one experience.
Well, I would go even further, even though I guess in a sense Cape Light Compact is an electric supplier too.
We are.
I would say that there's the conflict of interest that's involved in the MassSave program, where I'm not denigrating, but I'm just saying, where you know you're turning over funds to the power companies or the gas providers or whatever, and you're saying help these people use less of the product that you sell.
Yeah.
And I know Cape Light Compact is also supplying electricity, but you know, its mission is to provide the lowest cost,
the best terms and conditions.
Exactly. And so I don't see that as much. And you can see that when you look at the benefits they're offering. That you can't get the same. I mean, I remember way back, I was comparing the audit that Cape Light Compact did at my house when I asked them to come there, and of course other employees' houses. And I was comparing it with the audit that somebody who lived in, another town in Massachusetts, but not on the Cape. And I was seeing all these factors in the Cape Light Compact audit that wasn't happening elsewhere. And so, such as the blower door test.
Yeah. In a lot of cases off Cape, that might be two separate visits, whereas I think it was back in 2008 or 9, we really tried to streamline the process a little bit because we found it was actually less expensive to try to do everything in one visit rather than having to come back to do two visits and, you're wasting homeowners' times because now you got to come back twice. And so it's definitely, we've tried to streamline the process to be most beneficial for the consumer ultimately.
Yeah, and it does work. It really works.
So where would you put, obviously I know, energy efficiency obviously is a big deal for Cape Air. In terms of priority for a business looking to reduce its cost, what advice, I guess, would you give them?
Well, we're unique in the kind of buildings that we operate in. But the first thing you want to do is look at saving energy on your building and your operations. That's like number one. And so in a sense, there's an order in which you do things. So when I came here and I looked at the roof of our fleet building, we call it the fleet building, I was like, that's a perfect solar roof. We should do solar on that roof. And that means make our own electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually set a goal. We were using 360,000 kilowatt hours a year in 2009, the year before I got here, 2008, 2009. So this is the electricity use. And what we realized was we could put a solar project on the roof that would produce around 280,000 kilowatt hours a year. And we wanted to reach net zero. So it was really a perfect little story. It was like, first, we have to reduce the electricity used in the building by looking at our operations. And then we're going to be able to achieve net zero with our solar system that we're then going to build. So in terms of priorities, you don't say, let's put solar on the roof. You don't say, let's put the windmill up in the backyard. Because in effect, from a business standpoint, if you want to reach something like net zero and not have any electric bills anymore or what have you, you have to size your project to what you're actually using. And until you know what you're going to be using when you're lean and mean and energy efficient and insulated and have that new through-the-wall direct vent gas furnace all in place, you can't properly size your system. You're going to end up building something bigger.
Too big.
So
yeah.
we were using 360,000 kilowatt hours, for example, and we had a goal of making the building energy efficient and reducing our lighting and electrical costs down to 280,000. And theoretically, that meant a smaller project that we had to build. You know, so first, look at your building and look at your operations. You're a delivery service, you would be looking at routes. You know, what is it about? Do we go out with one thing in the truck, go 10 miles, come back, get the next thing? Or do we have a computerized system that plans our routes for deliveries so that we can, you know, not use the truck as much?
Right, right.
You know, and in our case, the planes, we went after that too, because it's simply, you know, it's almost like we installed equipment on the planes that gave the pilots more information about tuning the engines in cruise. And then we told the pilots, okay, so they had an analog meter. And what happened was we put in this sophisticated fuel meter so they could tune the engines to an exact fuel rate, like to the pound of fuel per minute or whatever. And that allowed them to tune lower, and mm-hmm. that allowed them to save. A lot of it's about technology. You want to look at your operation and say, do the cost-benefit analysis of putting some money in. And that's why Cape Flight Compact is so good, because you can get so far down the road with Cape Flight Compact before it's about writing checks.
Right. Right.
You know.
And the incentives available, too, are pretty substantial for a lot of the work that is recommended or that's needed in buildings.
Well, I know that we were looking at the time, and, you know, anybody who's listening on the radio, you know, you want to get current information. But we did a lot of our stuff with you, you know, it's now 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2010 was a big year, some of 2011. But, I mean, you had, you know, it was like 75%.
Yeah.
You know, if you were going to change the lighting in your factory or whatever, and you had the audit done and you went through the procedures properly, you were talking about getting 75% of it paid by your programs and then only paying 25%. Well, then when you figure out how quick, so then you're saving your 100,000 kilowatt hours or whatever, and you look at only having paid 25% of the cost of that construction job, wow. You know, and plus, the benefit is that it goes out for the life of the changes that you've made. I mean, you're talking about a long-term infrastructure investment is basically what it is. And those are the things, if you can find in the beginning, it's like, from the day we do this, we're going to be saving, I want to use the term, in perpetuity, you know, practically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you want to start. Then, after that, you start looking at renewable energy and what can we do that is really different. In terms of, do we have a roof? Do we have land? Can we build our own?
Right.
You know? And I guess the main point I make is you look at your physical plant, you look at your facilities, and then you look at your operations. And then you look at being a producer of your own power.
Yeah, because that really is, you know, like you mentioned earlier, is that if you look at the renewable energy aspect first, you're going to end up having a system too big for what you ultimately needed in the end once you go through all the energy efficiency opportunities.
Yeah, or you're going to think, there's no point even doing this.
Right.
You know?
A lot of folks, you know, it's funny, like in homes, you know, we hear, oh, well, I'm going to install a heating system. Well, have you insulated your house? Because a heating system's only going to be so efficient, but if you don't have your home insulated and buttoned up, then it's not going to work to its maximum capacity.
So, I mean, that you want to over into the residential bit, you know, like, I mean, segue into the residential. So I came back from Montana in 2009, started this, and I've had two rentals, and I purchased a house finally after I was here for 4.5-5 years. And in all three cases, I've had, you know, Cape Light Compact come over and do audits. So even as a renter, I was able to utilize the program because I went to my landlord and said, hey, this is going to benefit everybody. Even if I'm only here for a year, you're going to have an improved house. You're going to be able to rent it to tenants, and you're going to be able to proudly show them the last tenant's electric bills or whatever.
And market the home as energy efficient.
Exactly. Whether you end up selling it or whether you end up renting it, everybody's going to be happy. You as a landlord are going to have a more valuable property.
That's kind of a misnomer that people, you know, may not fully understand, is that even if you rent your home, or even as a business owner, if you rent your space, you are still eligible to participate in these programs.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it was a very simple process. The landlord was like, I said to the landlord, okay, our electric bill the first winter was X. It was really about our gas bill,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the this is the fact that Cape Light Compact was able to come over and look at the overall insulation of the house. And, you know, I said, look, you want 12 more inches of insulation in the attic? You know, yes or no?
Right.
And you have this conversation with the landlord of, like, what am I going to use the attic for? What kind of insulation is it going to be and all that? And before you know it, between that first winter and that second winter, we had all this stuff done. And our gas bill, in this case, was down, I think it was almost 35% that next winter. And that's all that I was pretty wonky about this stuff. I had my spreadsheets, and because I was fascinated, basically, after adjusting for temperature differences in the winters, we went down in that rental by 30 to 35% per what do they call them, the temperature units, you know, so
yeah.
that you can compare the energy use. And you know, that house had you know, blower door test was instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
It was leaking out, you know, 3,500 cubic feet per minute. And when they were done, it was down to 1,700 or whatever. And that was like the minimum airflow you wanted to have, since we had gas furnaces
mm-hmm.
in the house and there was a combustion air situation. Wow, what a difference. My wife was very happy. And, you know, she wasn't cold in certain corners of the house.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing because I finally had my house insulated almost 2 years ago now, but it was in January when it just started getting cold in 2014. And just that night, I noticed the difference in the house. It almost felt like there was a blanket over it. It definitely felt a lot warmer. And you don't realize the work that your house might need, even if it's only a couple of years old. We find that even some of the newer houses still need a fair amount of work.
That's true, and it's even more, you know, Cape Air operates a lot in the north, you know, northern New York State, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and, you know, there, when you have a leaky house, it's even more dramatic, you know, what it does, because it's colder there, you know, the
right.
colder it is, the worse, the more it costs you. And another thing that probably should be mentioned is that you have to remember that if your house was, in the 1970s, the level of insulation in the new construction business was very much lower than it is today. You didn't have 2x6 walls insulated. You didn't have the same kind of step-by-step procedures when windows were put in. And, you know, the houses weren't built as tight and they weren't built as insulated. And there's a tremendous opportunity to, you know, go back to a time when they were building houses for cheap energy costs.
Right.
You know. What's nice about the Cape Light Compact is you get to do it. I've just been looking at, I was just up in Rutland where we did an in-service with the group there that does this for our employees. And, you know, the difference in the benefits is huge. I mean, I don't know if I should talk about it, but they say, okay, you put $14,000 into your house and you're going to save this and this and this. And the program has a $1,600 lifetime per person benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to say, you know, my new house needed to be insulated, and you know, you can speak better than I can about the current, but it seems to me that if you need $10,000 worth of work, you can go and get up to $4,000 done 1 year and then $4,000 done the next
exactly,
year.
Exactly.
With you paying 25%.
Yep, we cover at least 75% of the cost up to $4,000, but you can spread it over a couple of years.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know the purpose of this show, but if anybody out there hasn't done this, and I think finally the public is really catching on, this is something that we benefit from on Cape Cod, and it's time if you haven't signed up. I'm probably a really good salesman for eye contact.
Well, and to Jim's point, you know, it just takes a few minutes to sign up for an energy assessment, and you can give us a call at 1-800-797-6699. And we also have various information on our website, capelightcompact.org. So, Jim, we just have a couple of minutes left, so I just want to switch gears back to Cape Air. We had recently heard in the news that you were going to be piloting with NASA, piloting electric planes.
Electric planes are very, very exciting. I mean, electric engines replacing piston engines is very exciting. I mean, I'm one of those people, I truly believe that by 2030, 90% of the cars being sold in the U.S. are going to be probably fully electric, not even hybrids, because they're going to have huge ranges. They're going to have very short recharge times. And, you know, a electric engine utilizes, you know, this is federal data from the Department of Energy, like 70% of the latent energy in the battery is converted into power coming from the motor. And the best internal combustion engines are like in the 15 to 22% range, converting what's in gasoline into power. Okay, so it's kind of a no-brainer in terms of the use of energy, as long as they solve these sort of battery storage problems. Anyway, Cape Air's been playing around with it because we have an electric car on Nantucket. We work with the state and the town and a nonprofit agency out there to get some of the charging stations for cars that were being put in around the state of Massachusetts, put in on Nantucket. And as soon as that happened, several of them were at the airport, put in at the airport. We got an electric car for our ground needs, and we've been running it. This is now our fourth year.
Wow.
And, I mean, you know, you go, it takes you about 3,500 kilowatt hours to go 15 or 16,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Even with Nantucket's high prices, the payback is very fast. And so when it comes to planes, the same thing is true. There are all kinds of advantages, and NASA is looking at it, and private industry is looking at it. Cape Air is of interest, and why we are considered to be partnering with them. I don't know about piloting, but our operation is a lot of short hops. I mean, our comfort zone is max 150 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Nantucket run is a very short run. And so we are a company that could clearly be in the front edge of adopting this technology. And so we keep our eye on it. You know, we have piston aircraft. We're going to be replacing our fleet. And I think it's going to be in the mix. If, assuming Cape Air's future is going to run out quite a few years, you want to be in on this. It's going to happen. And so, yeah, it's very exciting. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it is, in fact, going to happen, and Cape Air will be flying some of those very first electric planes, probably on freight runs as opposed to passenger runs. But we carry the mail for Nantucket. There's a very interesting place to put in one of the first electric planes, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow.
How times have evolved. Technology and everything, even just over the last few years, you know, we've seen with the energy efficiency just how much more is available, and you see that just change is happening all the time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because people will like come up to me and say, yeah, we know you're net zero at headquarters with your solar systems. We now have two solar systems on two of our buildings here, and we're looking at doing a parking lot, you know, a canopy over a parking lot, so that would be
That's number three.
And you know, but they'll come up to me and they'll say, when are you going to put solar panels on your planes? And there's that wonderful plane that's flying around the world, you know, the European thing that's flying around the world, the big, huge solar plane. And the answer is, we're probably not going to get the power to fly payloads with solar panels on planes. Mm-hmm. Just like you're not going to have a car that's going to get you to work every day because the solar panels are on the roof of the car. But you do have airports such as our own here, Barnstable, which is, it just came out fourth in the country in renewable energy at airports, which has 8 megawatts coming off of alongside the runways, and you are going to have a day where these planes are electric, and when they refuel, they're actually refueling with electricity that is being made at the airport. Cool.
It's yeah, really cool. That is really cool. Well, we have run out of time for today, Jim. I know that we could probably keep talking forever, but I thank you very much for taking time out of your day to share your stories about Cape Air and also your own personal energy efficiency stories.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you, Cape Light Compact. If you haven't visited the website out there or signed up for your audit, get going on it. You're behind. And thank you, Lindsay. Great job.
Thank you. And for you folks out there, if you have any questions on what was talked about today or would like more information, you can call 1-800-797-6699 or visit our website, capelightcompact.org. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be here at the same time and place next month.